USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. A new poll from USA Today and Suffolk University released on Sunday contains a grim snapshot of public sentiment toward the Biden administration. Joe Biden's approval rating hit yet another new low, this time at 38%, but Kamala Harris has dropped to 28%. Harris is the least liked vice president in history. The Astroworld concert in Texas, where 8 people died and over 300 other concertgoers were injured during rapper Travis Scott's performance, was like a satanic ritual, attendees of the concert claim.
It just felt like we was like literally like in hell, bro. Like it felt like we was in a concert in hell. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't see. Like just imagine all the people they're going to find tonight who was in that crowd.
Scott watched his fans fall to the ground as paramedics tried to resuscitate them, but the show did not stop. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
As Democrats continue to reel from an unexpected loss in purple Virginia and a near upset in the blue state of New Jersey, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, predicted that these elections are an indication that the 2022 midterms will be very good for Republicans. McConnell told reporters while visiting his home state of Kentucky on Monday, "I think the fall of 22 is likely to be a very good election for Republicans." Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm, in an appearance with host Dana Bash on CNN's State of the Union show Sunday morning, worked hard to lay blame for rising prices for crude oil, gasoline, and home heating bills on both OPEC and the U.S. oil and gas industry.
The oil and gas companies are not flipping the switch as quickly as the demand requires. And so that's why the president has been focused on both the immediate term and the long term. Let us get off of the volatility associated with fossil fuels.
This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Iranian drone attacks on the Iraqi Prime Minister's home on Sunday.
Iraqi security officials and militia sources are reporting a drone attack that targeted the Iraqi Prime Minister at home on Sunday was carried out by at least one Iran-backed militia group using Iranian-made equipment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi via a translator after the attack.
The cowardly missiles and the cowardly drones do not build our nation and do not build our future. We are working on building our nation, on respecting the state and its establishments, securing a better future for all Iraqis. I call on everyone for peaceful dialogue.
Former four-star General Jack Keane on Fox News says without any response from the Biden administration, Iran is becoming more aggressive.
And I think what the Iranians, the hardliners that took over in June, they are clearly changing and increasing the tension. And I think they made up their mind to kill him.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Public school districts in Pennsylvania will be allowed to remove their mask requirement in January, Governor Tom Wolf announced Monday. The statewide mask mandate, which was imposed in early September in response to a surge in COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, is set to expire January 17th. Wolf said at that time, schools may decide whether to follow the recommendations of the CDC, although his administration will continue to reevaluate the status of the school mask mandate. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Burns.